We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is WWJ All Local with Jackie Page.
Even though there's a tentative agreement in the GM strike, as long as workers remain on the picket lines, the cost of the walkout just keeps growing. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert explains.
And we got a new example of that cost today, Jackie. Seatmaker Adient is laying off 1,300 salaried workers at their Plymouth headquarters the week of Thanksgiving and the week of December 30th. A spokeswoman for the company saying they've lost a lot of sales and a lot of profit due to the GM strike. So this adds to the more than 10,000 supplier employees on layoff already due to the GM strike. And that strike won't be over, we're told, by the UAW until they have a ratified deal. So that means at least an extra week on the picket line. And that extra week, according to the Anderson Economic Group, will mean $14 million more on lost wages for strikers, $20 million more on lost wages for laid-off supplier workers, and a $400 million hit to GM's bottom line.
There seems to be some confusion as to how much it's going to cost to fix the roads in Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has a number in mind, but MDOT seems to have a different one. But WWJ's Charlie Langton cleared things up.
The director of MDOT suggested that Michigan needs 80 cents a gallon fuel tax to fund all of the roads in Michigan. You will remember that earlier Governor Whitmer proposed a 45 cent a gallon tax. So, Governor, has the estimate to fix the roads gone up?
Well, Matt, that's not even an accurate characterization. He was observing the need when you take into account all the local roads, all the state trunk lines, everything, what it would really cost to fix them. And it was a comment made at a town hall. It's not something that we've proposed by any stretch.
That town hall meeting took place in East Lansing back in September. Governor Whitmer is firm at the 45 cents, and she made those comments at a meeting at the National Governors Association in Detroit. Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
It's the blessing of the sneakers today at a church in Detroit ahead of the Detroit Free Press Marathon this weekend. Sue DeCosmo helping out at the Blessings Place at St. Peter and St. Paul's Jesuit Church. DeCosmo says she herself received a little help last year when she needed it the most.
Last year was my first half marathon. And my legs gave out at mile 11. And that was new to me, didn't know what to expect, didn't know what was happening. And four women came up from behind me, saw that I was struggling, and embraced me in conversation. And the four of them walked and talked with me to the finish line.
26,000 runners are expected to take part in this year's race that sets off from downtown Detroit. Sunday's game against the Minnesota Vikings at Ford Field will be a special one for the oldest player on the Lions roster. We get more on that from WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
That's because it's the 234th game played in the career of Lions long snapper Don Muehlbach, and that moves him in the 88th place for the most games played in an NFL career. The 38-year-old Muehlbach will be tied with nine other players, a group that includes Hall of Famers John Elway, Andre Reid, and Chris Carter, as well as New York Giants backup quarterback Eli Manning. As for the secret to his longevity, Muehlbach says it's because he shows up for work ready to go every day because he knows his best ability is availability.
You never really make it. You're always kind of on edge. Like, this lead changes daily. So unless you can show that you can still do it, then they'll find someone else that can.
As for how long he plans to continue to play, Muehlbach, who joined the Lions back in 2004, says he'll know when the time is right for him to retire and call it a career. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meantime, a Florida clothing company is rallying behind disgruntled Lions fans by creating a new T-shirt saying, quote, "If you can't beat us, cheat us." This comes after the team's 23-22 loss to Green Bay on Monday. Wayne Curtis, founder of Smack Apparel, says the shirts have been flying off the shelves.
It's already the number one new shirt on Amazon. It's like tagged with number one new arrival. I didn't know that such thing existed until my wife told me it's the number one shirt on Amazon.
He says most of the orders are from the Detroit area, but people from all over the country are ordering the shirt. Is there a best time for you to exercise? Well, new research says yes. Here's WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights.
A 6-week small study of obese and overweight men finds working out before breakfast burns twice as much fat and keeps blood sugar levels under control compared to working out after breakfast. Dr. Denise Lee is with the Weight Control Center at Beaumont Health and says while the study's interesting, don't worry if you can't work out in the morning.
Exercise at any time of the day that fits a person's schedule is absolutely the way to go.
Researchers plan to do a longer study and to include women. This study's in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
If you want to see some beautiful fall color in Michigan, Travel Michigan's Dave Lorenz says you should head north. He says he's seeing a lot of out-of-state visitors there.
I mean from far out of state, New York, Texas, even a couple of California. It's great to see this, especially right now, because the colors are really coming into play. I would say out in the Keweenaw Peninsula, the very far west of the Upper Peninsula, we are at peak or just beyond being at peak.
Loren says northern central Michigan is just about at peak color, too, and he says we still have a few weeks along the lake shores in southeast Michigan. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune in to AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.